Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Man, we are breaking it down in the chat this morning. And look, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming, certainly. I mean, there's some bad ideas. You wouldn't say, let's bat Jason Hayward leadoff, right? That's a bad idea, I'd say. But for the most part, you're talking about, you got five guys on the team. The big five. In Manny, Xander, Merrill, Tatis, and Arise. What do you do with those guys? How do you get the most out of them? And they've done that so far, this series notwithstanding. They've done that. They're nine games over 500. They've collected a lot of wins early, which, by the way, was the mantra of this entire fan base for many, many years, right? I don't want to hear you guys saying it's early, these games count. Well, they've done well. They've done well. They're nine games up right now. And so that formula has worked. I get it. It's hard to flush three runs in three games. You just get bodied by the Mariners. I get it. I'm pissed about it, too. I don't think you need to make any sweeping changes, Benjamin, but I do think you need to be actively looking for help in left field. They have the worst OPS, along with the Dodgers, OPS plus production in left field. It's bad. It's bad, bad. The bottom of the lineup does feel a little dicey, but again, I don't know how much different that is on other teams. I mean, what's the Phillies' bottom of the lineup look like? What's the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers even? Like, what do their bottoms look
the
like?
The Mariners' bottom of the lineup wasn't scary with Mastroboni and Rivas and whatever they had throwing out there. Yeah,
right, yeah. And it's like,
settle down, Ben.
Yeah, settle down over there. You just wanted to say Mastroboni on the radio on a Monday morning. I know who you are. I know.
Miles Mastroboni.
Say it again.
I'll give you a hand. That was clever.
That was very clever. So, yeah, man, I just don't know. I don't know how you get the best. It's funny because you look at it, if you're a tinkerer, right? If you're an adult league manager like myself, and let's say we played 5 days a week, Xander Bogaerts goes out and gets three hits in the five hole. Guess who's moving up to the two? Who's locked in? You're not going to do that at the big league level. I just don't think it's feasible or sustainable. These guys are professionals. They want to know where they're going to be and prepare as such.
We'll talk more about the Padres as we continue on. I also forgot to mention that we have some tickets to give away for next Tuesday's game against the Miami Marlins. So stay tuned.
Ooh, I'll be there.
For your chance to win, it is a military hoodie night at Petco Park for the first 40,000 fans. Woods, if you're on our YouTube stream, Woods is modeling the YouTube stream hoodie right there. For the first 40,000 fans in attendance, military hoodie. You can get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets or stay tuned for your chance to win a pair later in the program today.
Yeah, I just wiped my mouth with it. I'm very
not that's yours now.
So that one's yours.
All right, I'll just keep it.
Just keep that one.
I didn't mean to. It was just habit.
I watched you.
Sorry. I was like, I got water.
That belongs to you now.
I got water in my stash. So I was like, let me just get that out.
If I have a Sharpie, we'll just write Woods on
that. Yeah. As frustrating as it was to watch Padres baseball over the weekend, might have been even more frustrating to watch San Diego FC play on Saturday. Now, this was a team that was red hot coming into their game against a bottom-of-the-table Sporting Kansas City club that was, I think, 13th out of 15th coming in. It's they've been traveling a bunch. We talked to Darren about it on Friday. Like, this is a team that's ripe for the taking. Not a bad team, but they fired their coach already. This is one that you really want to get all 3 points when you're at home. This is the kind of game, you know, in MLS you want to dominate. And they did. San Diego FC dominated the match.
Yeah.
65.4% possession. So basically 2 out of every 3 minutes of that game, San Diego FC had the ball. Shots on goal, 5 for San Diego FC, just 1 for Sporting KC. 10 shots overall to just 2 for Sporting KC. I mean, the stats will tell you this was an absolutely 8 corner kicks versus 2. Just one of the biggest routes you're ever going to see. This was a slaughter, except
wasn't.
They didn't score. It ended up in the 0-0, the nil-nil tie. And you only get 1 point instead of 3. So you're taking a huge hit. You're leaving 2 points on the table in a game you absolutely dominated at home, that you absolutely should have won. And it's hard. I mean, they've been like the Padres, who have been a pretty good team with hitters in scoring position. They're still 6th in baseball.
Yep.
After going 0-21. SDFC has been a good finishing team. They've gotten those goals when they've had the opportunities all season long, and then all of a sudden, one day, it doesn't happen, and you're left scratching your head. Does Mikey Varas need to make a bunch of changes? Probably not. It's just simply the frustration of life cheering for a soccer team that occasionally they're going to have a game where they dominate, and they just don't score. And that's what happened on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the saving grace in soccer, in Major League Soccer, and all soccer really, is that, okay, fine. We didn't lose, so we still picked up a point. But did we lose 2 points, right? And by not going out and handling business like we should have, did we end up costing ourselves 2 points? I think the answer is yes. But again, that 1 point that you get is like, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice, like, okay, we're at home. We should have won that game. We didn't. We didn't drop anything. We still picked up a point. It's kind of like you can look at things, you know, in with glass half full and empty. I saw a lot of people going, man, we had a chance to pick up ground on the Dodgers this weekend. They got swept by the Angels. And I'm like, okay, like, we didn't pick up any, but we didn't lose any either.
Same
spot we were on Friday, which, by the way, in the war of attrition that is a baseball season, okay. Okay. Yes, there are going to be missed opportunities along the way, certainly.
And the same is true for San Diego FC. They could have picked up 2 points on first place Vancouver,
yeah,
who also played a scoreless tie. Instead, they fell from second to third place behind Minnesota, and they still have to play those teams later on. They got some of their tougher games still coming up on the schedule. So, you know, it was a missed opportunity for San Diego FC for sure.
I know we like kind of joked about, it's not aesthetically pleasing necessarily, at least to casuals like us, to have a nil-nil draw.
Right.
I'm almost positive this conversation's already been had in soccer communities, but is there any thought to like changing the scoring system at all, where it's like, all right, if the game ends in regulation tied, you each get a point.
Right.
Then you play on, and the winner picks up a second point, like, so that there is a winner. Like,
they do that. Change in hockey years ago, where it used to be you'd play 5 minutes of overtime. If it ended, it was just a tie. Now it has to end with a penalty kick shootout, but you only get one extra point as opposed to the full 3,
right,
when you win,
because you won in
penalty shots,
yeah,
or whatever it is. So, I mean, yeah, you could do it that way, and you'd have at least satisfied fans going home. But the purest way of soccer is, yeah, the ties are part of the game. Sometimes you want a tie. Sometimes a tie is a good result. Sometimes when you win, you actually lose.
Sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie.
This is sometimes you tie.
I hate it when you talk like that.
Feels like a loss for San Diego FC.
I get it.
Good win on the road for the Wave. They've been hot with their new coach and entirely new roster almost this year. They got their fourth, I think, consecutive. They won 1-0 at Gotham FC, or 5 unbeaten with 4 wins, I believe it is, on Friday night. That was a win. And the other thing I was watching this weekend, Woods, of course, was the PGA Championship, second major of the year.
As was I, a little bit.
Scottie Scheffler dominates, really, in the back nine on Saturday and Sunday, was the whole difference in the tournament. He went eagle, birdie, par, birdie, birdie to finish on Saturday.
Nasty.
And then went 3 under for the first 8 holes of the back nine on Sunday. John Rahm had actually come back and tied him at the turn.
So what a shock.
Scotty, who had a 3-shot lead, expanded it to 5 early. It's like, okay, this is going to be a runaway.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden he made a couple of bogeys. Rahm made a couple of birdies, and they're looking there at and Scotty's sitting on the 10th tee, and he's been tied by John Rahm at 9 under par. Ended up beating Rahm by, I think, 7 shots or something by the end because he just turned it on. Again, he is the number one player in the world. And I think it's he does have a step above Rory McIlroy even for Scottie Scheffler at his best.
Yeah, I feel like I will really appreciate Scottie Scheffler's career when it's over. Does that make sense? I don't feel like I appreciate it enough now. He is a very milquetoast champion. He's elite. He's a surgeon. But yesterday was probably the most emotion you've ever seen from him when he spiked his hat after he gets the win. 3-time major winner now. How many wins does he have on the PGA Tour?
I think he's around approaching 20.
20? Yeah, I mean, like he's still so young. He's one of those where you'll look back and go, man, I really missed watching one of the best to ever do it. 15? Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I like him. I like him fine, right? But it's just, we get so spoiled.
Maggie
we were
and Perloff were talking this morning. Oh. Is Scotty Scheffler the most boring superstar like we've ever seen in sports?
Potentially.
And there's definitely
David Robinson was pretty boring.
Tim Duncan, was one of their.
Mike Trout never won anything.
They threw in Kawhi Leonard into the mix.
Yeah, he's a superstar. He never won a thing.
So, he's definitely as bland as it gets, which makes last year's story when he got thrown in jail on the way to the PGA Championship.
He's a felon.
Very ironic.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
he really is.
He turned his life around after that, is the tweet I saw going around.
And people actually criticize him for that. Like, hey, to be better for the sport, we need a little more emotion, a little more engagement. But what I think makes him so good is that he doesn't let the bad holes get to him.
Yeah.
He made 10 bogeys all weekend. 6 times he bounced back with a birdie.
Crazy,
on the
next hole. Crazy.
60% bounce back birdies.
That's so elite.
It's so good.
Think
about when you play your own game.
You bogey, another double bogey.
It just spins out of control. He goes the opposite way. He has one bad hole. He comes back with a good hole more than half the time after that. It's what makes him such an elite player is his really lack of emotional, he's just so level out there on the course the entire time.
Yeah, it was a good tournament, man. It was, and again, made it a little bit exciting on Sunday. But, yeah, we're watching true greatness right now, and I don't know how many people care. I really don't.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely not like – it's nothing like the Tiger Woods era where he is must-watch. It's like, oh, Scotty won again.
Oh. There's nothing polarizing about him.
No.
Not at all.
Nothing. Zero. Zier just goes out and just dices and slices up the entire course and leaves people in his wake, but with a big smile doing it and kind of an aw shucks. Even Phil Mickelson, it was a villain,
Had some controversy too.
Oh, yeah.
Opinionated, was willing to, make people
stir
mad.
Stir it up. Yep.
Scotty just doesn't, there's no controversy around him.
He's like if you were a champion. Very much like you.
Like me.
If you were the best golfer in the world, it would be like, oh, God. Higgins won again. Just set, 12 under par on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you at the next
one. Scotty needs a producer who takes all of his drops out of context.
That's right.
To make him sound more interesting.
That's exactly right.
And maybe save the game of golf.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Elisa says, I don't think I could pick him out of a lineup to save my life. You're right. You would never know.
I don't think I could. Gun to your head. Pick which one Scotty Scheffler.
It's, but no, I mean, again, I'll appreciate it when it's over. Because he's so good. I mean, he's so locked in.
Yeah, and I think the competition's so much deeper now that even though he'll never approach Tiger-type numbers, he could get into the 6 to 10 major winner category, which puts him among the greats of all time.
For sure,
if he can get there, I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done winning these by a long shot.
No.
That was the other thing that I was kind of paying attention to this weekend. Oh, by the way, quick pat on the back, my Oklahoma City Thunder prediction from yesterday.
My God,
if anything, I was wrong. because I wasn't strong enough. I said they'd win by 20, and they won by over 30.
30, like 35?
Over the Denver Nuggets in Game 7. So our conference finals are now set. Got the Thunder against the Timberwolves and the Pacers against the Knicks in the Eastern Conference. Thunder have the better players. I tend to lean toward the Thunder here. I think they're going to take care of business and roll in Game 7 on
roll
Sunday.
In Game 7. Like where's the game?
In Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Roll.
I think like 20 points. Yeah,
You're kidding.
There's been a lot of blowouts this postseason.
That's a big number.
And it was easily met by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So, I mean, you must have won a ton of money.
I did not win any money. Like, I have no legal avenue to place team wagers. I play my daily fantasy, and that's good enough for me.
Okay.
Should have just played the whole Thunder roster. Your daily fantasy.
That's true. I could have done that. That would have been smart.
Hopefully some of the tier ones listen to your advice.
Although they win by so much, then they start pulling out starters at the end, and you don't get the stat padding that you need as well. So you have to be careful with those. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, don't do this. An NL contender going to be missing one of their key relievers for the next half of a season. We'll tell you about that and more. Coming up after a check of traffic with Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Now, I will indulge in a little card play from time to time, and I love going down to 7 Mile Casino. California-style blackjack is Woods' game. I like Texas Hold'em. They're spreading both of them right now at 7 Mile Casino, open 24-7, or Pai Gow Poker or Baccarat as well, whenever you want it. A great card room there for you, and open 24/7.
Well, you're a much more patient man than I am. I like to go all in anytime I get decent cards. I'm a kind of a mark, but I can sit and play California style blackjack for a while. They got everything you're looking for at 7 Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown. They got great food, friendly dealers, a smoke-free environment, and for me, it's important. It's a slot machine-free environment as well.
Yep, the patio is beautiful. You're looking out over San Diego Bay. Great spot for lunch. Weather's supposed to be really nice this week. That's an opportunity for you to go down there. Windows, light, and airy. So many things we love about 7 Mile Casino. The biggest one, though, you don't have to drive way out into the East County and back. It is simply a short trip down the 5 freeway on the west side, Bay Boulevard. Check it out today. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Don't do it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
May have to give a pre-don't do this to my colleagues, to the right and left of me.
How can a personal preference be wrong?
I just don't know. I feel like you're underselling it. It's National Devil's Food Cake Day today. Both of Woodsy and Paul both go, don't really like chocolate cake. And I go, just you don't
pass.
Like chocolate cake.
Mm-mm. I like brownies. Is that weird? It's kind of like how I don't like avocado, but I like guacamole.
Now, will I pick other desserts over chocolate cake? Sure. But if you have a well-made chocolate cake with a really good icing, it's not too sweet, it's got, I mean, it's a really good dessert still. And no, you're just giving me the kind of the sour face, like,
don't like it.
Punishing to eat it.
I like brownies,
chocolate cake.
Which is weird. I get it.
So that's just a really dense chocolate cake without frosting.
Do you, like, what's devil's food?
I think it's just chocolate. I don't know what is the difference between devil's food and chocolate cake.
I like vanilla cake with chocolate icing.
Cake.
I like strawberry cake. I don't like red velvet. That's for deviants.
Devil's food cake is known for a robust, deep chocolate flavor and fluffier texture.
Mm-mm.
Traditional chocolate cake uses melted chocolate for a less intense but still rich. It's basically the same thing.
You don't like chocolate cake either.
I don't like a ton of chocolate stuff in general.
Yeah, just so, out on chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like moist yellow cake as well as Doomslayer does.
With chocolate frosting.
Sure, I'll eat chocolate frosting.
Yellow cake, chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
Huh.
White cake with chocolate frosting.
Starting to think about it. I'm not a big... I don't prefer cake very often.
I
just
really
in
don't
general.
Either. I'm not a big cake
I don't
guy.
See my... I don't find myself eating
Ooh,
cake very often.
Give me a piece of cake.
I think I like pie.
Oh, I love pie.
I think I'd choose pie over cake.
Same. Every time.
I probably would agree with that take, but that doesn't mean cake is bad. You
no,
can't just compare
bad.
Things to other things and say, well, it's not as good as this, so it's bad.
Bad cake is bad, though.
Bad cake is worse than bad pie.
100%.
Yeah,
since I have
that.
The palate of a 12-year-old, give me a confetti cake, and
oh,
I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat that. I'll eat a confetti cake. I like that as well. Well, let's start in the
first,
world.
First, Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance
do?
If and when you die. Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This.
It's a lot more affordable than you think. You visit trustandwill.com for more info. You're going fast.
There. I was ripping through it there. Well, speaking of cakes and pies, Phillies reliever Jose Alvarado was just suspended, Ben, for 80 games after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug known as exogenous, damn it. I literally
you almost
just,
had it.
I just did the pronunciation. Hang on.
Aren't there just letters like HCG or?
Exogenous. I had it. Damn it. Anyway, he took a banned substance.
Right.
And again, the Phillies have come out and said, well, it was a weight loss drug that he took. And he said in spring training, he did an interview, and he goes, I'm a fat boy. Don't say that, by the way.
I need Ben to say it.
Please don't say that. Save that. Yeah, he said, his quote was, I'm a fat boy. I'm an effing fat boy. So he, again.
Come on. Give me a challenge, at least.
So he gets popped, man, and
how did you gain all the weight?
Well, chocolate cake and devil's food cake and pies and everything else. So he gets popped, banned substance. You know, understandably, I heard John Kruk talking about it. You know, this is selfish. Look, the fact that this guy will have an 80 game suspension, cannot come back and play in the playoffs. I mean, Jose Alvarado is a huge, huge piece for them. A huge piece. it's bad. I mean, it's tough. It's really, really tough. Matt Strom said, I want to get it straight from the horse's mouth, but it sucks. He said, I'm still processing it. So it's definitely a bad look. I don't, you know, again, I doubt very much this was like, oh, he took Ozempic and he's now producing a massive amount of testosterone. I don't think it works that way. Just, you know, again, we've had it here. We've run into it here. Every team kind of runs into it. I think am I wrong in saying that, like, the only person I can ever recall say, I did it. I screwed up. I made a mistake. It was Andy Pettit.
Andy Pettit.
He's like the only one that was like, I was hurt. I wanted to get back and help my team. I took it to recover. I'm sorry. I wish I never did it. What do we think about Andy Pettit? Hell yeah, man. Class act. Everybody else is like, there was this thing. I got this guy gave me this milkshake, and I drank it, and I don't know what the hell happened. And just one time, you'd be like, all right, you got me. You got me. It's like my kids. I'm like, just wear it. Wear it. What happened again? I'm not buying this, you know? So he's out, man. 80 games.
Now, I'm sure there have been a couple of athletes who totally, without their knowledge, something happened.
How?
No, I mean,
it's almost impossible, Benny. You don't just fall into a needle. You don't fall into a cream. Oh, I took a bath in this vat of cream and clear, the guy said. He said it'd be good for my joints. I mean, really,
it's ultimately the responsibility of the athlete. Even if someone tells you, I've got this, it's completely legal, there's no banned substances in it, so you take it. Turns out there was, because the other person didn't do their research. That's still on you.
Yeah.
I understand it, but it's still on you. You've got to double check, triple check, whatever it is you're taking.
I get it. But now, yeah, again, so hey, listen, if we find a way into the playoffs to take on the Phillies, you don't have to worry about Jose Alvarado shutting you down.
All right, story number two. Former college basketball player Jared Shaw is in hot water. Jared Shaw played at Utah State. You might remember him from the early 2010s, playing against San Diego State. Also played at Oklahoma State. Never made it in the NBA, so did what so many other players did. Started competing internationally. And recently, while he was playing at his international home, I'll get to where it is in a minute because that's the important part, he was arrested for allegedly smuggling cannabis-infused candy into the country. So, essentially, weed gummies. All right, seems fine, whatever. Seems like not a huge deal, but you got to follow the
ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
You got to follow the laws of whatever country you're playing in, so it can be bad. It's especially bad, though, because he is playing in the Indonesian Basketball League, and they take their drug enforcement very seriously, because Jared Shaw...
Everybody must get
we can laugh, but Jared Shaw's not laughing. He's facing the death penalty in Indonesia for weed gummies. Possibly life in prison. But they take it very seriously.
Is that his options? Death penalty or life in prison? That's it?
Unless somebody else steps in, I think that's the... That is the protocol over there.
That is how they do it.
I don't know if the United States can step in and help out.
My God.
I have no idea how that works. I mean, you saw what happened with Brittany Griner a couple of years ago with the hashish oil.
Yes.
I got a buddy that lives in Singapore.
Now, there's politics in that. I think in Indonesia...
They will kill you.
That's simply how they keep drugs out of their country. It's a zero-tolerance policy.
I heard an interview with Seth Rogen, who... I don't know if you know this, he really enjoys marijuana cigarettes. Very much so. It's almost his entire identity. He makes ashtrays while he's high and sells them. Like, that's his whole thing. He had to do a presser over in Singapore. And they said, well, what did you do? And he's like, I abstained. I fine-tooth combed every bag that I had that I was taking over there, poured it on, emptied everything.
Just buy absolutely
new luggage.
I heard that same interview. He was like, I checked the pockets of my jackets in case there was a roach in there.
Yeah.
Because they will not believe you. They will think you're trying to smuggle that in.
It's a roach. What am I going to do with this? Who am I going to get high with this thing? No, they don't mess around. So I feel terrible for
loose
that guy.
Cannabis?
It's not like... He's importing kilos of weed here to distribute. Like,
not running a drug empire in Indonesia.
Personal use. It's just tough. It's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Cool move by our pal Jordan in North Carolina. Check this out.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
So our buddy Jordan lives in North Carolina, was out there at the PGA Championship this weekend. And I liked this because, well, we're egomaniacs and we like to hear our name mentioned. And Jordan was out watching the tournament, and our beloved Xander Schauffele from San Diego
State. Just barely made the cut.
Barely made the cut, but, you know, so he did make the cut. He was playing, and Jordan was determined to get a mention in for his beloved Benin Woods.
Xander! Benin Woods are rooting for you in San Diego.
Correct, man.
He gave him the cursory.
Xander's reaction somewhere between, oh, hey, that's rad, love those guys, and don't bother me, please. I'm not sure which way it went with that hand. It was one of the two. Like, oh, yeah, that's cool, or, oh, yeah, please just stop talking. I'm not sure.
I tend to lean that he was, oh, yeah, hell yeah. It would have been better if he was like, oh, love those guys.
I don't know.
Tell them
look at the hand again if you're on our stream. He kind of puts all fingers up but doesn't really raise the hand.
Xander.
Benin Woods are rooting for you in San Diego.
He waves his fingers. That's good. I'm going to take that as really good. Jordan, thank you for that.
Austin Kaiser doesn't really react at all.
No.
Just keeps his head down and walking toward the next tee.
Yeah. How did he do? How did he finish?
Yeah, he made the cut. He was near the bottom.
The bottom of the cut.
Didn't defend his title successfully at the PGA.
It's a hard game.
It is.
Very hard
game. He's really never gotten going this year after the injury early in the year, but he's not. He makes the cuts. He just hasn't won yet. So, and that is Don't and Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Benin Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back, go back into the Friday and Saturday games, otherwise known as the Rowdy and Raleigh Show. Petco Park, as the Padres get swept by the Mariners over the weekend. That is coming up next with Benin Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, first, guys, wanted to tell you, if you're a homeowner right now and you've racked up some credit card bills, there is a way out, certainly, with my friends over at Loan Pronto. All you have to do is give them a call. You can go to their website, too, loanpronto.com. They can kind of walk you through the steps on that. But you can get cash out of your home's equity now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS, guys. The Rapid Equity Loan Program at Loan Pronto is incredible. One client just got $300,000 and approved in under 24 hours, paid off their debt, renovated their kitchen, and cut their monthly expenses by $1,800. That's a big turnaround. Instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity is yours. Use it. Get cash to consolidate your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call now. Get a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much you can get today. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, have nearly 2,500 five-star Google reviews. Their service is off the charts. They will walk you through it. Call now to start the conversation, 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com, 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now at loanpronto.com, equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, on approved credit, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, this hour I'm Ben Woods, brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. I will say, one guy who makes it look easy against the San Diego Padres, but not really against any other team, is Rowdy Tellez. Doesn't matter who he plays for, whether it's the Brewers or the Mariners, or man, the guy hits well against the San Diego Padres. He's really not that good.
He's not.
He's been released the last two teams that he was on because he's not that good, but guy turns into a superstar when going up against Padres pitching, and he did it both in games 1 and 2 of the series on Friday and Saturday nights. A 2-run home run on Friday, a solo home run on Saturday, helping jump stands in both games of the series.
Rowdy Tellez has a .359 batting average with 14 hits, 5 home runs, 11 RBI, and 6 runs scored in 12 games against the Padres on the road in his career. So he comes to Petco Park, he plants his flag, he sets up shop, and he goes to work and absolutely dominates us every time we play that guy, Benny.
Now, Cal Raleigh has been dominating everybody.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
He is having a terrific season, and he continued that with his 14th and 15th home runs of the season on Friday and Saturday.
It's like a lost art. Catchers that can lead
Mash.
Their team in home runs.
He's so good.
And he's not bad defensively either. Yeah, I mean, you know.
They locked him up, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's an advantage that the Mariners have on almost every other team.
Pretty much.
You know, Padres are more the norm. I get that the Padres aren't getting a lot of production out of their catching tandem, but that's not unusual in Major League Baseball right now. It's tough to find catchers that can both call a good game, handle a pitching staff, block a pitch, throw out a runner, and hit for any decent amount of, you know, OPS. They're the rarest creature in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, they really are. Used to be a few, you know, there used to be more, and I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, Benny. I think part of it is pitching it's always been really important, right? But now, man, like handling you hear Schilt say it all the time. I really don't care what we get from from the offensive standpoint, from our catchers. We need guys that can handle our pitching staff. And, you know, to this point, I think they've handled our pitching staff quite well. I do. And, you know, any offense you get from them is a bonus, but to have a guy that has the ability to do it all, that's a rarity, man, and should be appreciated.
We want to talk about the pitching performances by the Padres on Friday and Saturday. We'll get to that after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, it turns out Stephen Kolek is not going to end the year with a 0.00 ERA for the San Diego Padres.
No, I kind of realized I probably should have just shut my mouth about Stephen Kolek on Friday. maybe let it play.
Yeah,
out.
I mean, he deserved the
the flowers.
Yeah, that we had been giving him after his first two starts. Giving up three home runs, certainly when the offense doesn't help you at all, is going to look a little bit worse. I mean, the numbers were not awful. He got through five innings, eight hits, five earned runs, that's all of them bad. Coming on the home runs.
Yeah,
but he only walked one. He struck out four. To me, nothing Stephen Kowalik did tells me, oh, you can't rely on that guy going forward. I still think he's going to continue being part of the Padres rotation. There will be some more ups and downs. We always knew there was going to be a rougher start. He wasn't going to throw Coors Field shutouts every time he took the mound the entire season. This was the first time he had faced a truly better offense, you know, a deeper team in the Seattle Mariners, and they got him a couple of times. And he talked about after the game. All right, J.P. Crawford ambushed him on the first pitch. Gonna happen.
Tip your hat.
Said, I made a mistake to Rowdy Tellez. That was a pitch I cannot leave there. It was supposed to be, what, outer half? Got it on the inner half. That was a mistake by me. And he said, Cal Raleigh, I kind of put that pitch where I wanted to, and Cal Raleigh's just, he's really good and really locked in right now. He went the other way, barely got it over the fence. What are you going to do on those? Other than that, you know, got around his other mistakes, you know, left some runners on base, didn't have the worst performance that you've ever seen, made a mistake, and
fifth
it cost
starter.
Him.
Yeah. You know, he's a fifth starter. Yeah. He had been really good to that point. You give him, you know, give him a chance to pull himself out of it. Again, you know, that night, Manny, Merrill, Bogarts all took overs. You know, it's hard to win with one run. You're certainly not going to expect Stephen Kowalik to hold the Mariners, you know, to zero runs. It's untenable. You're not going to win a ton of ball games that way. So yeah, man, the stars did not star this weekend. That's really what it boils down to.
It really was the tone setter, though. Padres actually had seven hits in the first five innings of that
could
game.
Could not break through.
And could not find a way to score any runs. 0 for 5 there with runners in scoring position in those first five innings. Turned out to be the theme for the entire series. They would never get a hit with runners in scoring position. It continued on Saturday with another eight. Now, Nick Pivetta, I thought, was good. Nick Pivetta, six innings, two hits, one earned run.
Nasty,
it was, again, a Rowdy Tellez solo home run, but he bounced back really nicely. Apparently, it's just Coors Field where that guy does not like to pitch, but everywhere else he's really been solid, other than I think the Wrigley Field had kind of a shaky outing. Everywhere else he's been great. He's been terrific, a terrific addition for the team. One walk, seven strikeouts. Gavin Sheets gave him that one run, gave it right back, and after that, came down to the bullpens in the game, and Padres, you know, once again, an ambush. Cal Raleigh, first pitch off Adrian Morejon in the seventh inning, and that turned out to be the difference in the game. Mariners added a couple late, but ended up winning that one 4-1, but their bullpen was the star of that game. 4 1/3 innings, two hits, five strikeouts after Emerson Hancock was fine. 4 2/3, six hits, an earned run. But it was the bullpen that was the star.
Yeah, it's tough. Comes in, just gets roughed up by the Yankees in his last start. Comes in, and you look at his stuff, and you go, God bless. All right, 97, top of the zone. Like, Manny couldn't catch up to it. A lot of guys couldn't catch up to it. All right, but that's a guy with a 6 ERA. Knowing Brian Woo's on the next day, you know, that's one where you gotta try to find a way to grind that one out, especially with the pitching performance that you got from Nick Pivetta, and they just didn't do anything. Again, Manny, another 0 for day. Merrill scratched out a hit, struck out twice, though. Crony with an 0 for Bogarts. Actually had three hits that game. Toddy weighing in with one, and Luis Rizzi. Just the offense is just stagnant right now. And again, a stagnant offense that doesn't slug a lot running into the Mariners starting pitchers and bullpen is not a recipe for success. And does it give you any panic, you know, when you're like, hey, well, this is how we do against teams with really good pitching staff? The answer is yes. Absolutely, it gives you a little bit of panic and a little bit of pause.
I'm not going to worry as much because of the it really was the 0 for 21 with runners in scoring position. There's plenty of teams.
Which, again, 21 guys in scoring position is a good thing.
Right.
That's what you want.
There's plenty of good teams that will have weeks of the season where they get three hit and then they get two hit and they're just not getting hits. Padres had about 20 to 25 hits in that series that just couldn't drive in any runs with them. And to me, that's more of a timing thing than necessarily a sign of major concern for your offense. If you're getting shut out on two hits and then you're getting, one run on three hits the next night, then you've got giant holes throughout your lineup. Padres don't have giant holes throughout their lineup.
They have some.
They have a couple of holes at the bottom that they do need to address, and you know, we'll continue to talk about that. They just had guys who normally come through who didn't come through for them this weekend. I don't think it's a major cause for alarm that the Padres, plus they have pitching that keeps them in all of these games. They did not happen to win any of them, but the starting pitching on both Saturday and Sunday was good enough to win a low scoring game. Just didn't find a run or two that they needed. And the good news is the Padres continuing to get healthier. Yu Darvish is on the trip with the team to Toronto. Now, Mike Schilt did not name him as a starter for any of the games against the Blue Jays on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, but you would have to think that if he's on the trip and he's not expected to make another rehab start, that you will probably throw a bullpen and then likely start in Atlanta against the Braves on the latter half of this trip when they go from Toronto to Atlanta on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see. No official word on that, but you certainly don't take him on a trip with you and not schedule another rehab start with the intention of not pitching.
Right. So, right. And yeah, I mean, what will the corresponding move be? Remains to be seen. You know, there's a lot of speculation. We have no idea. But I think I was a little surprised when I found out he wouldn't pitch against Toronto.
Blue Jays?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised.
I don't know what his timing is in terms of his throw days and everything and how that's looking. But I don't think there's any – I think it's only cause for encouragement that he's with them on the trip, and I expect to see him soon. And then if you really want to look deeper, I believe it was Friday, Matt Waldron made a start, just his first in the Arizona Complex League, coming back from his spring training injury. What was that, oblique?
Oblique.
That he had, 38 pitches, 27 strikes, 1 2/3 innings, 2 hits, an earned run, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. At some point, the Padres will probably need Matt Waldron to at least make a couple of starts. We forget how important he was last year for the Padres. In the middle of the season, he was the only guy you could rely on in the starting rotation for like a 2-month stretch. And we kind of, you know, he struggled at the end, so we kind of forgot about him. But he's still down there and working his way back.
It's a good reminder. I mean, it's a good reminder when you think about last year. Now, I did see a lot of comparisons to the 2023 team based on how this series played out. Fair. Absolutely fair. That looked very 2023-esque. But
only if you ignore the rest of this season, though.
Exactly. Only if you ignore the rest of this season, right?
Probably not the healthiest thing to do.
It's absolutely not. But, you know, you do remember, man, this team was an up-and-down roller coaster until the All-Star break of last year. But they've answered the bell, so to speak, again, based on what we and everybody asked them to do, and that's get off to a hot start. And to be sitting where we are, 9 games above .500, Ben, I don't think you can categorize that as anything but a hot start. I'm sorry. You can't. You're delusional if you think that that's not a hot start. That's absolutely what it is. I got a DM from a guy yesterday. He said, I just spoke to Matt Waldron outside Petco. Padres have him here with the team today before heading out on a rehab assignment. This is yesterday, 9:34 a.m. Plans to rejoin the team in 3 weeks. Not sure this is news to use or not. So maybe Matt Waldron signing in the next few weeks. Again, can he play left field and hit home runs? The answer is no. It'd be great if he could, but he doesn't. That's what my concern is right now, is who's going to play left field.
As you said, they'll have a decision to make when Yu Darvish comes off the injured list as to who's going to go down. Right now, I would assume it's probably Sean Reynolds, who actually looked a little bit better this weekend when he went in.
Kind of mop up a little bit.
You know, he may be on that back and forth, you know, flights from El Paso to... There's always at least one or two relievers who end up on the return shuttles back and forth from El Paso. You need those guys who, you use them hard for a week or so, and then they go back to El Paso for a while and wait for someone else to get hurt, and then they're back and use them hard for a couple of weeks. And the Padres use more of their back-end guys than their main guys in their bullpen, just because they didn't have leads to protect this weekend. They did use Yuki. They used Wandy a lot. It wasn't horrible. You know, it's what you'd expect. They're not going to be perfect every time out, but they mostly ate up some innings. Wandy ate up some innings. Reynolds ate up some innings and preserved Jason Adam and Robert Suarez from having to add any extra, you know,
stress,
innings or pitches. And as Eno Saris told us once again last week, every pitch a guy throws over the course of the season usually makes them worse. So if you can spare even your relievers an outing or two, by using those guys late in the game, then you at least accomplish something.
Yeah, Suarez hasn't pitched since Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's Monday, right? Which is when your closer doesn't pitch for 5 days, either you're the hottest
team. And he won't
pitch
today either.
You're the hottest team in baseball, and you're blowing teams out, or you are
the worst
you're struggling to score runs and hold leads and get leads.
Yeah. Alec Jacob also could be headed back and on that same train between El Paso and San Diego. So we'll see what move happens, but probably not until next weekend when the Padres go to Atlanta. Missed opportunity. We can talk about what else happened in baseball coming up in the next couple of hours of Ben and Woods, but did mention that the Dodgers got swept at home by the Los Angeles Angels in their freeway series rivalry. That
was embarrassing.
That was completely unexpected. You think it's bad to get swept at home by the Mariners? It's much worse to get swept at home by the Los Angeles Angels for the first time since 2010.
It's crazy. They got real problems, but here they sit. Didn't lose. They're still in first place. Best record in baseball still or no?
Now it's the Tigers, I believe, have the best record in baseball. We also had a manager fired. We can get to all of that and more. Second half of Ben and Woods coming up after a quick timeout here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.